Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 27, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Walmart's Jet.com interdicts fresh groceries delivery. Codeshop partners FreeCharge to expand digital gaming products across India. Travelex partners TNS to expand card schemes available across its ATM network. Pax, Truvo team up for POS solutions in UK. Air Europa selects Riskified PSD2 optimization. Thunes wins approval for payment services in Singapore. Ant Financial ramps up C Capital with $1 billion fund. Digital payments now predominant in the purchasing process, report finds. Large corporates find value in bank fintech connectivity too. Banking as a service has its own build versus buy conundrum. Now let's get started. Walmart's Jet.com interdicts fresh groceries delivery. Walmart's Jet.com arm has confirmed to CNBC that it will not deliver fresh groceries anymore, roughly 1 year after it started offering this option in New York. The retailer will focus on selling dry goods and other general merchandise, since fresh food had been the smallest part of Jet.com's business. Walmart bought Jet.com for $3.3 billion in 2016, in order to acquire talent and juice its own digital operations. CNBC reported that Jet.com recognized the role their stores play in providing an efficient way to offer groceries to customers through pickup and delivery, hence they will focus in markets where they have this opportunity. Codeshop partners FreeCharge to expand digital gaming products across India. Codeshop, a web-based shopping cart for gaming and other digital content purchases, has announced its second strategic partnership in India with FreeCharge, according to newsbarons.com. The partnership, with Paytm and now FreeCharge Payment Gateway, will enable Codeshop to onboard new customers on its platform and operate across new territories in India. Codeshop users will have greater flexibility of local and alternative payment methods. Codeshop enables publishers to accept payments for mobile games and other digital content on Codeshop.com. Through this partnership, which will be available both on the FreeCharge app and at Codeshop, the company aims to capture the digital gaming and entertainment market in India. Travelex partners TNS to expand card schemes available across its ATM network. Travelex Foreign Exchange Specialist has entered into an agreement with Transaction Network Services, a global provider of data communications and interoperability solutions, says MobilePaymentsToday.com. Per the agreement, Travelex will expand the card schemes available across its 1,050 ATM network. It will use TNS, managed hosting service to maintain its switch transactions and will now accept JCB, Discover, DCC and UnionPay cards. TNS, hosted managed service will support ATM transactions for local and foreign currencies as well as dynamic currency conversion. Prior to this new agreement, Travelex used an in-house service to handle transactions, combined with TNS Link ATM communications for ATM solutions. Travelex operates ATMs in 12 countries across Europe and Asia-Pacific regions, including the UK, France, Netherlands, Australia and Hong Kong. Pax, Truvo team up for POS solutions in UK. Manufacturer of POS products Pax Technology has unveiled its partnership with Europe-based card acquirer and payment service provider Truvo Payments. The aim of this collaboration is to launch their point-of-sale solution to small and medium-sized businesses in the UK and Ireland, then on to the rest of Europe. Pax and Truvo are entering the market with PAX's A920 model, which is an Android-based terminal that supports contactless cards and electronic signature. It has an easy-to-read HD color screen, quick thermal printer, and allows fast payment processing due to its large memory. At the same time, retailers gain access to the PAXSTORE, an open software distribution platform that enable business owners to create their own independent application stores and download useful business apps. Truvo is preparing to debut an auto onboarding program which aims to reduce the lead time between when businesses want to accept cards to when they are able to do so. The company will be positioned to deliver 24-hour approval with a terminal in hand within 48 hours. Air Europa selects Riskified PSD2 optimization. Riskified, the payments and fraud prevention solution provider, has announced that Air Europa, the airline division of Globalia, has chosen Riskified PSD2 optimization. The solution will allow the airline to maintain a frictionless booking experience and maximize revenue under the EU's new PSD2 regulation. Riskified data shows that European merchants could miss out on up to 15% of their revenue if they do not proactively address the regulation. The PSD2 directive requires many online shoppers to undergo a more rigorous authentication process, strong customer authentication (SCA), when buying online to reduce fraud. SCA is expected to dramatically reduce conversion rates for merchants. However, some transactions can be exempted from SCA and, instead, undergo a friction-free verification, transaction risk analysis, TRA. TRA provides consumers with a better shopping experience that prevents SCA-associated card abandonment. As a result, merchants that maximize their use of TRA will protect their e-commerce revenues. Riskified PSD2 optimization leverages machine learning to increase the percentage of orders that undergo TRA. Moreover, PSD2 optimization collects data from Riskified's merchant network, providing insight into issuers' and acquirers' performance under the regulation. Riskified PSD2 optimization is the latest in a suite of AI-based solutions designed to help merchants keep legitimate customers moving along the path to purchase while avoiding customer friction, card abandonment, and other causes of unnecessary drop-off. Thunes wins approval for payment services in Singapore. Cross-border payments startup Thunes announced that it has received regulatory approval for payment services in Singapore. The license obtained from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, which is conditional, will allow Thunes to bring companies from any industries onto their payment network, enabling them to move funds with greater ease, speed and cost efficiency. Before securing approval, the network could only carry out payment services with established, licensed Singapore-based financial institutions such as DBS Bank, Grab and Singtel. We are delighted to receive the remittance license from the MAS. With the Payment Services Act entering into force early next year, we look forward to expanding our range of services provided on our global interoperable membership network to better serve the needs of financial institutions and corporates, said Peter DeCalu, the executive chairman of Thunes, in a report. Thunes, formerly known as Transfer2Aims, is to bring financial services to everyone, including the roughly 1.7 billion unbanked adults living in emerging markets that are shut out of the global economy because of a lack of access to financial services. Earlier this year, the company raised $10 million in a venture funding round led by GGV Capital. The funds are being used to enhance its offering and platform and to speed up growth in Africa, Asia and Latin America, as well as secure strategic partnerships that will bring more payment solutions to unbanked consumers in emerging markets. The company's global network currently reaches more than 80 countries and counts more than 9,000 payout partners, completing more than 300,000 transactions each day and processes more than $3 billion principal per year. And in March, the company partnered with Western Union to send funds directly into mobile wallets around the world. In addition, users of Western Union's network of agents can also send funds directly into a recipient's mobile wallet. Ant Financial ramps up C Capital with $1 billion fund. China's Alibaba affiliate Ant Financial is drumming up $1 billion to fund startups in Southeast Asia and India, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday, November 26, citing a source. Jack Ma's fintech firm has its eye on new companies in emerging markets that focus on payments and online financing, the source said, confirming a DealStreet Asia report. At the Beijing 2019 Global Young Entrepreneurs Conference on Tuesday, Ji Gang, vice president of Ant Financial, told those in attendance that his company was looking to raise a fund but didn't mention details, according to a blog post by the conference organizers. At the conference, Gang outlined the three types of companies Ant seeks to fund. He said the company goes after mature firms with C funding, companies with a relatively high valuation and early startups it can finance with cooperation. Ant has said in the past that it is planning to obtain a virtual banking license in Singapore. Over the past 5 years, the Chinese company has invested in 160 companies, including India's largest mobile payment company Paytm. As of June, Ant Financial and its local e-wallet partners had approximately 1.2 billion users worldwide. Ant's investment efforts are strategic and align with expansion efforts. The company wants to up its customer base to 2 billion over the next decade and significantly grow its users outside of China, according to TechNode. Asia's growth potential is an important focus. Last month, Ant was in talks to lead a $600 million funding round for the Indian delivery startup Zomato. Revenue at Zomato this week was reported at $205 million for the first half of the 2020 financial year, an increase of 225% from the same time last year. The company also reported that its losses went down 40% from March to September. Ant's biggest rival Tencent is also trying to build a presence in India. The B2B e-commerce platform Udaan recently raised $585 million from a group that included a company based in Shenzhen. Tencent, however, has been pursuing smaller partnerships after it tried unsuccessfully to purchase Flipkart for $8 billion. Digital payments now predominant in the purchasing process, report finds. Wirecard has released its Global Shopping Report 2019, showing that over 90% of consumers used cashless payment methods both online and in-store. Key findings: consumers need consistent offerings across all sales channels, while 70% of shoppers across the world preferred to purchase in-store over the past 12 months, compared to on desktop sites, 39%, and mobile apps and sites, 32%. The research shows that consistent cross-channel experiences are vital to consumers. Australians are most likely to shop in-store, 81%, while mobile apps are especially popular in Hong Kong, 59%, and Singapore, 53%. The ultimate choice where to purchase depends on what is being bought. While 77% of consumers buy groceries in-store, for example, when it comes to holidays, the majority, 57%, are buying online. Merchants not offering unified commerce possibilities might lose out. The rise in popularity of more advanced cross-channel purchasing options, such as buying online and then picking up in-store (BOPIS), further supports this finding. More than two-thirds (70%) of respondents say that if a brand or merchant doesn't offer these kinds of options, it would influence their decision to shop there. In Hong Kong, this figure even exceeded 90%. Shoppers are always on, so maintaining an up-to-date online shop is key. Consumers will shop online most often while they are relaxing, 74%, watching TV, 48%, or in bed, 37%. Especially the French like to shop online when on holiday, 33%, considerably more than the global average of 22%. Consumers appreciate data-driven services and offerings. The vast majority of consumers value data-driven, customer-centric value-added services, with loyalty programs being used by 88% of those surveyed. Cashless payments are omnipresent. 94% of respondents are now using cashless payment methods when they shop in physical stores. When it comes to online shopping, 91% stated that they have chosen digital payment options. The main reasons for paying cashless are speed, 35%, and convenience, 30%. While card payments remain the most popular method for cashless payments worldwide, mobile wallets are significantly more popular in Asia, with an average of 45% of consumers in Hong Kong and Singapore regularly choosing this payment method versus the global average of 25%. The Wirecard Global Shopping Report 2019 is based on the results of an independent survey carried out by Vansenborn on behalf of Wirecard in October and November 2019. A total of 4,500 consumers over the age of 18 in select countries like Australia, Brazil, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Singapore, the UK, and the US provided answers. Large corporates find value in bank fintech connectivity too. Small businesses are a growing target for bank fintech collaborations and data integration initiatives as financial service providers explore new use cases for open banking. For small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, in particular, the growing population of back-office enterprise apps, forcing users to toggle between platforms and manually move data from one portal to another, is among the most popular scenarios in which data integrations can support more efficient operations. In this week's roundup of the latest B2B applications of bank fintech collaboration and open banking initiatives, PYMNTS looks at new data integration models. Xero, for instance, recently struck a fintech-to-fintech-to-bank integration agreement, while Australia's National Australian Bank demonstrated the opportunities for API connectivity and fintech partnerships to address banking friction for larger corporates, too. Plaid's global expansion. Plaid, which provides a unified application program interface API to enable bank fintech data connectivity, recently announced its plans to expand to 3 additional markets in the European Union: Ireland, France, and Spain. Based in Silicon Valley, Plaid said it has so far enabled integrations with 15,000 banks across the US and Canada. But in the EU, where the Revised Payment Services Directive (PSD2) and open banking regulations have introduced a massive demand for API connectivity in the financial services market, Plaid is working to broaden its European presence. Earlier this year, the company launched in the UK, and its latest expansion comes with integration agreements with a range of financial institutions, including BBVA, Santander, BNP Paribas, Bank of Ireland, and others. In an interview with CNBC last week, Plaid co-founder and CEO Zach Perret said European regulations have been instrumental in promoting bank fintech connectivity, noting that consumers should be able to own and use their financial data to get better financial products. Such open banking integrations aren't only focused on consumers, however, with small business financial services technologies also embracing data integration opportunities. Xero embraces fintech-fintech connectivity. As open banking initiatives expand to include small business fintech, opportunities for data sharing are also exploring new use cases beyond the bank-fintech connection. Small business cloud accounting platform Xero is one of them, having recently been the first target for Credex's newest service in the UK that integrates real-time payments capability directly within the Xero platform. It's a fintech-to-fintech-to-bank connection in which Credex connects a small business bank account to its virtual account solution, which is integrated into Xero for embedded payment initiation capabilities. In a statement, Credex CEO Alex Mainel said the connection effectively turns Xero into a bank front-end. "We've closed the gap between banking and accounting payments, and starting with Xero, we're making accounting platforms the principal interface for all payments activity," he said. Marco Polo Land's first Australian bank partner. Australia's National Australian Bank, NAB, has announced it will become the first Aussie bank to join the Marco Polo Network, a blockchain trade finance platform. Targeting trade finance bottlenecks, Marco Polo promotes connectivity between banks, fintechs, traders, and other partners in the supply chain to facilitate smooth funding to the appropriate parties. Using APIs, the network deploys technology from R3's Corda blockchain tool as well as TradeIX to integrate directly with corporates' existing enterprise resource planning (ERP) platforms. The solution not only exemplifies data integration opportunities for the corporate banking sphere, but also reflects the willingness of some of the world's largest traditional banks to collaborate with fintechs deploying emerging technologies like blockchain to address major pain points in corporate banking. Other top financial institutions on the Marco Polo network include BNP Paribas, Commerzbank, Standard Chartered, Bank of America, and MUFG, among others. Our partnership with Marco Polo Network and R3 is a big step forward in achieving better trade processes for our clients, and we are excited about its potential to help our customers grow their businesses, said NAB Executive General Manager Client Coverage Catherine Carver in a statement. Banking as a service has its own build versus buy conundrum. Banks' digitization journeys have been a rocky road, to say the least. The spark of fintech innovation in recent history has set off a catalyst of disruption for traditional financial institutions, FIS, with the status quo of legacy financial services no longer sufficient for consumers, small businesses, or corporates. There is a balancing act in today's financial services market between collaboration and competition. Though fintech firms have kick-started the competitive landscape, traditional FIS are also viewing these new market entrants as valuable partners that can enable the rollout of digital banking products more quickly than if those banks were to develop solutions in-house. According to Daniel Hazley, Executive Vice President of Product and Design at banking as a service technology company Aperture, bank fintech collaboration is an essential part of keeping pace with customers' changing demands, including those of small businesses. If you look at the banking space today, the unfortunate truth is that most financial institutions out there have really struggled to be able to react quickly as they would like, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview. They struggle to be proactive in the marketplace where everyone wants to be, if not a leader, a fast follower. Accelerating change. Decades of legacy infrastructure and underlying architecture mean traditional financial institutions can trip over the pace of change in the market today. It's very difficult to be nimble and shift the direction of the Titanic, Hazley said of legacy FIS struggle to adapt to a changing market. Though consumer payments and fintech may have initiated this shift, traditional banks are quickly realizing that their small business clients are adding pressure to their digitization initiatives, too. That's because, as Hazley explained, while consumers fit nicely into banks' retail offerings, and corporates fit into their commercial offerings, mom-and-pop shops and other small businesses fall somewhere in the middle. Another one of the fastest-changing areas in financial services is, of course, payments and how the acceleration of payments disrupts banks' fraud initiatives, particularly in the area of ACH payments. It's a risk that Hazley said has caught some traditional FIS off guard because either they haven't been hit with it yet, so they don't know how to handle it, or they don't know they need to be taking it as seriously as they should. The U.S. financial services market is moving toward faster and real-time payments, too, both within the ACH rails and other payment networks. This trend means financial service providers and FIS will face even more pressure to get it right up front, as the window to catch a fraudulent transaction before it settles gets narrower. Build versus buy. As financial institutions explore the build versus buy conundrum, many are discovering that collaboration with fintech firms can alleviate the pain of trying to internally upgrade infrastructure to develop more appropriate services for small businesses, embrace faster payments, or keep pace with shifting fraud risks. Often a more affordable and flexible strategy than building new architecture from the ground up. However, many of the fintech firms and banking-as-a-service providers servicing these financial institutions face their own build versus buy dilemma. It's what drove Aperture to partner with ACH Alert last week, said Hazley, as the company sought out a fellow fintech that specialized in addressing ACH fraud mitigation rather than Aperture investing the time and resources into developing its own product. You have fintech firms that are able to execute very well on a narrow strategy, he said, pointing to payroll or peer-to-peer P2P payment fintech firms that specialize in specific products and services. Banks and other financial service providers can more easily embrace those products because they're built on flexible, digital architecture. Financial institutions and financial service providers are realizing you just can't build everything, Hazley added. Partnerships are a win-win-win for the fintech, the financial service provider, and the financial institution, where you're able to get best-of-breed services clearly integrated into a digital banking solution. As the U.S. progresses in its migration toward open banking business models, Hazley noted that data sharing agreements and application programming interface (API) integrations will proliferate and change the way data is leveraged for service providers and end users alike. Collaboration is king. Agility is essential today, as fintech innovation continues to elevate expectations for banks and other financial service players to quickly react to changing customer demands. Not only are these companies tasked with digitizing their product offerings, but market shifts will lead to changes in providers' exposure to fraud and other security risks. Just as collaboration is key between banks and fintech firms, as well as between fintech firms and banking as a service providers, Haisley said the entire financial services ecosystem will have to work together to combat the moving target of fraud. "It's really important you have the right tools, and the right partners, in place," he said. "Increasing those lines of communication about fraud and risk, and being able to be that intermediary to create communication across all organizations experiencing the same thing in different capacities, is really important." This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.